This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here at 105.3 The Fan. The NBA draft is tonight, and walking off, RJ said something that I think a lot of people have probably felt for a while. He's like, man, you go back to the 90s, this was a must-watch event. Like, I'm not saying it was exactly the same as the NFL draft or anything like that, but it was a huge deal every year, it felt like. So tonight's draft, do you care? Do you care more with the rumblings of the Mavericks maybe looking to jump back into the first round or into the second round? Or are you indifferent across the board? 877-881-1053. Now, Mike, I know you do care.
I do care, but that's a correct statement by RJ Choppy. Why? Well, because Shaquille O'Neal played 3 years at LSU. There was a buildup to when he was coming out. Christian Laettner had played 4 years at Duke. Alonzo Mourning had played, I believe, 3 years. I think he came out after his junior year, too. I'm not 100% sure. But then when you just get to other drafts, Chris Webber and the Fab Five, right? There was this, we watch college basketball. And these guys, I know Webber was only there for 2 years, but a lot of times you saw the buildup. So Paolo Banchero, who looks like he's going number one now tonight based off of Vegas.
What a turn of events that is as well.
What if he played another two more years at Duke and was in a couple more Final Fours and won a championship? We'd be like, oh my God, he's finally coming out. He decided his junior year instead of going back for his senior year. Same with like a Tim Duncan, right? When you go to the 90s drafts or even kind of mid-80s once they did the lottery stuff, you had this buildup of Patrick Ewing, of Hakeem Olajuwon, of all of these guys for a 3 or 4 year period in their college career. Now it's, crap, did you watch him for the 25 games he played as a freshman? Yeah. And so it's really tough because there's really no storylines in college basketball anymore following these guys. Like Jaden Ivey, I think he's going to be a great player, but how many games did you watch him play? And he was a sophomore, but it's just there's not this buildup that we used to have.
Yeah, you got it's kind of like you got to find, can he even do all the things that the NBA is going to ask of him yet? Is he smart enough to be able to grow into that at some point?
Yeah.
And how quickly can he grow into those things?
At some point, right? Because if you're like, well, he can do that now. Really?
Yeah.
You've already figured that all out? Because you better draft him.
Because in college, like in college football, here's the thing that you can learn real quick. There's going to be a guy on the field that a quarterback can dismantle all day long.
Yeah.
And in college basketball, it's kind of the same where you might have one dude or three guys on a team that could just run the court on most of the college basketball group. And you're like, oh man, they're great. But you don't have to get in their way or teach them. You just let them do their thing because that's what they're good at. And maybe you don't even get to teach them anything because they don't want to learn anything because they're like, I could just go somewhere else and be me and enjoy it. I'm out of here anyway in a year. What do I need to learn from you? I'm going to be in the NBA next year. So it is one of those mindsets of, did they learn everything they need to know? Probably not yet, but you know, their skill set too good. So I don't know, man. It's exciting. It's exciting because new toys are always cool.
Now, the thing that fascinates me is there seems to be a difference of opinion here about who is going to go at the top of the board. So Woj is standing firm this morning that he believes it will be Jabari Smith, number one, Holmgren, two, and Banchero, three. However, overnight, what happened was there was NBA draft props, and we're going to talk with Quentin Mayo at 11:20. Maybe he can give some insight on this as well. Is Banchero's odds to go number one went from plus 500 to minus 200. And so remember, if it's a plus, you bet $100 to win that amount of money. If it's a minus, you bet that amount of money to win $100. So essentially it went from, probably not, to, yes, I do think this is going to happen. And then those lines tightened up a little bit where Bankero and Jabari Smith were looking like almost neck and neck. So there is a difference of opinion in the gambling community versus Woj. And usually I would like fall back and trust Woj. And then there is a line of thinking that Houston wants to get Bankero no matter what. And so maybe he would go number one as part of a shadow pick. And they just swap it out with Houston after the picks were made. Essentially like what happened with Trae Young and Luka.
I think that I hear Woj, and man, Woj is right a whole bunch. Yeah. But Vegas got tipped off. They wouldn't have done this.
Somebody told, yeah.
Because now, if it really is Jabari Smith, now if you're a gambler, you put a lot of money on it if you feel like or know that Woj is right. Like now they're giving you good odds to make money where yesterday at this time, you wouldn't have bet on Jabari Smith. You'd have just said, well, gosh, he's going number one. There's not a lot of money to make here. I'll be honest, I believe Vegas more than I believe Woj right now. I don't know what all changed. I just think it's amazing. How did Vegas get tipped off? Or was it just that other people got tipped off and $100 million came in on all the books? Like, I'm not saying one book, but all the books.
Okay, to your point, New York Post has an article out that BetMGM, PointBet, Caesars, FanDuel, BetRivers all had Bankero shifted into the top spot as of this morning.
And when that happens, I can remember this. Corey, you might be able to help me out with this. Mm. Baker Mayfield had this rise where he was supposed to be a late first round pick. And as we got to the week of the draft, Vegas started moving him closer and closer to better odds. And by the time you got to a day before, I believe, the draft, if I'm trying to remember correctly, 2018, all of a sudden, 24 hours, 48 hours before the draft, you're like, he's going number one. No matter what you say about Sam Darnold, no matter what you say about anybody else, he's going number one. It happened. He moved from possibly a late first rounder to the number one pick, and Vegas had it right. So I think Vegas has this right. I don't know if it's Orlando was just keeping this a secret. Orlando is now throwing it out there to everybody who will listen that we're taking Bankero number one to try to get Houston possibly to move to number one. Why am I saying Houston? Well, here's what came out after the Christian Wood trade to the Dallas Mavericks. Hey, they just worked out Bankero. Then 24 hours later, they trade Christian Wood to the Dallas Mavericks for pretty much the 26th overall pick. And a lot of people were saying they love the Bankero workout so much, believe that he's their guy and is going to be there for them at number three, that they needed to trade Christian Wood because that's pretty much the position they want, because it's 16 overall year before they drafted a center who they want to get more time. So they see Christian Wood as a guy who could stop the development of the two guys that they want to really build their front court around. Well, if they were falling in love with Bankero 24 hours before that trade, and now all of a sudden they're getting tipped off by Vegas, by NBA execs and everything. Hey, Bankero doesn't look like he's going to be there at three for you.
From the 903, and I double-checked this. Thank you very much. It says you can't bet on it anymore on Bovada. I looked on Bovada for the NBA draft. Their prop bets for tonight start at the number four pick. So they have removed, for the time being, number one, two, and three. Now, if you already made that bet, clearly you're already locked in. And if you bet on Bankero, hey, could be a windfall for you tonight. And then somebody asked this as we talked about the general interest in the draft is, do you think NIL will keep basketball players in college any longer? So I see the intrigue for that. On the flip side, if you're the elite of the elite, it's not just about getting into the NBA to get paid. It's about getting through that rookie deal, right? That's what they say in the NFL, is like, you just want to get to the league so you can get through your rookie deal quick and then really cash in. So maybe the NIL, I could certainly see like your elite Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, all of that, where you're like, hey, we can pay you $2 million a year, $3 million a year to stay here and like rock on. But if you can get through your rookie contract, now we're talking about astronomical levels of money that will outpace that.
And then, I mean, you got to figure, okay, well, does that keep guys from saying, I'm ready to go ahead and I'll take my chances in the G League? Well, the G League now has
250, right? Last I saw, his G League was paying.
But they also, their star just got a Puma deal. And so, like, now even the G League's starting to get some rise. So, like, there's better options. There are all sorts of options. But if, you know, it could keep guys around that area because you can get a lot of eyeballs on you, more so than the G League, I think, right now.
I think the closest you're going to get to a more intriguing NBA draft, and this is going to be a one-off, is it will be like years ago when the NHL had their lockout and they didn't have a draft. And so you essentially combined two drafts. Is coming up at some point. They're going to let high school players back in, I would assume.
Yeah.
So they're going to have your one-year super draft, right? Where you have the freshmen that are big time, and then you're allowing high school kids in. And so that one, picks are going to be at a premium. Maybe people will be more intrigued, but I still think this is the new world you're just going to live in.
I'm not 100% sure of this, and I could be wrong on the year, but I think it's the 2025 draft.
Okay.
It might be the 2024 draft.
I don't remember offhand.
But I've heard this. I read an article, and I'm sorry I'm forgetting. I should have done better research on this because I didn't think it was coming up. But in my head, I remember reading that there could be teams that, if they're not crazy about their picks in this draft, in, like, let's say picks 20 through 40, if they can get a future first-round pick in the double draft, they kind of call it, where, hey, the kids that were in high school had to go to college for their freshman year, and now these kids in high school can apply for the draft and not have to go to college. All of a sudden, you have the 8 best high school players in the draft. You have the 8 best or 20 best high school players from last year in the draft in this draft, and all of a sudden, you're looking at a whole first round where you have all the guys that you wanted to take in one draft. And so there could be teams that try to trade to future picks to be in that draft.
Which is interesting because that could give you insight into the Jeremy Grant deal or could just give you insight into what the actual market is. So Jeremy Grant went to the Trailblazers for a 2025 first round pick. So when we talked about, like, in the future, what kind of capital would it cost for Miles Turner or whoever, is that's what you're looking at. You know, Portland was maybe looking at trading another first for OG Anunoby, and that might be a move that they end up making this evening. Like, we will see. But perhaps that market isn't as big as some people thought. And, like, the idea that, oh, I'm going to get 2 first-round picks for Miles Turner, you're like, yeah, probably not, because this is what Grant went for. This is what Wood went for. And so maybe you're seeing just a different market if the Mavericks are looking to add a veteran player as opposed to jump back in the draft.
Man, that's a great idea. Go ahead and swing some veteran to put on this team. That would be great. I'd love it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. And did you have a veteran in mind?
LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was with you, but then we went a little bit too close.
You know what's interesting is I was reading an article, and I believe it's from Dalton Trigg, about the Mavericks and Hornets. The Hornets are realizing they're going to have to max out Miles Bridges. Yeah. They're going to have to give him the full max. It's not like Luka's max. He didn't make any all NBA teams, but they're going to have to pay him the $175 million 5-year contract. Yeah. That's looking like what they're going to have to match or just give it to him without. I would just give it to him rather than go, let's just see if Orlando gives it to you and match you. I just don't feel like that's sometimes the best person you're getting back attitude-wise from your team. Like, oh, you wouldn't give it to me until somebody proved they would give it to me. F you type of deal. So they're looking at possibly, I guess, Jordan and his team maybe don't want to get into the luxury tax like the Dallas Mavericks are about to get into, and we'll talk about that later in the show, is could you, with possibly your Josh Richardson trade exception, where it's over $10 million, a little over $10 million, would they be willing to possibly part with a player that could help you? And I'm not saying, like, he's this good of a player. Plumlee, for example.
But I don't know, get him for nothing, for, like, literally in terms of assets. I know they have to pay for him, but in terms of assets.
And so that's a possibility. If I have this right, the Mavericks have taken advantage of this before with Michael Jordan. They were called the Charlotte Bobcats, and they used this because they're like, we don't want to pay this much money. Do you remember that player? Tyson Chandler.
Yeah. Oh,
I like that guy.
So, in kind of a way, this has been done before by the Mavs and the Charlottes, because I guess they weren't the Hornets back then. But if you look at it, there could be something like that tonight. So I'm intrigued by this draft. I am intrigued with the top 10 picks. Don't get me wrong. Those are where the stars usually are picked and where they go. But I feel like I'm going to be tuning in a little bit more around pick 20 where all of a sudden I think we could see some Twitter action from where the Mavs might see somebody falling that they really like and possibly trying to make a move. Or could a team be looking to offload a contract and the Mavs, like you just said, take advantage of a veteran situation?
Lauren Gunn, I just saw her earlier post, turn off your Twitter notifications tonight and just enjoy the draft. And I don't know, like Mike just said, he was like, you might start seeing this. Because that gets you excited, right? You're like, oh my gosh, we might actually make a move.
Yeah.
But if you're just sitting there watching this thing,
and the TV gets an hour behind, too. By the time you get to pick 25, you already know who pick 32 is.
But then like, you're watching Twitter and then nothing happens and you're like, oh man, all these things could have, or they were just whispers. And that's more exciting probably than just sitting there watching it and having the picks happen, because you get this other stuff that maybe my team is actually invested in this.
No, you're right. From the 469. Where do you think Jang will fall? That's the wing out of France. That's a potential lottery pick right there. I still think you're more likely, and this could be a overseas and stash play, which Lord knows doesn't frequently work out super awesome for the Mavericks. I think a different player from France and Kamagate is more likely that would be your draft and stash, because I don't think you're going to be able to move up and get Jang. Yeah. But Kamagate, I think there's a shot.
I don't have an opinion on him. He's not on my top 10 players I want in the second round. And here's why. I'm not going to be disappointed if we do it. All the stuff that I could find on YouTube was literally him dunking a basketball. I get it. He's tall and he can jump high and dunk. They never showed defense. They never showed like a lot of athletic ability where he's dribbling a basketball or passing a basketball. So I'm like, all right. So this is kind of the thing that I guess Donnie Nelson ran into a problem when he was in the room saying, please draft the Greek Freak.
Yeah.
Is a lot of the guys who did no scouting, I think from what I understand, were in there going, no, like Dirk Nowitzki was like, I want a point guard. I need a point guard. And they ended up taking Shane Larkin in that draft and trading out. It was more for free agent money.
That was going to work.
It was like, hey, let's just take a point guard because our superstar who's aging is kind of like, I need a point guard. This guy we kind of like here and there. And they're like, crap, we can't tell. It's grainy footage. And he's dunking a basketball at 112 pounds and 7 feet tall. I don't know what's happening. And so that's the same thing with this guy. He might end up being a guy who comes over a year or two from now and is a really good player. I don't have an opinion on him because I couldn't watch any real footage of him.
The Wood trade, that becomes official tonight, correct?
Maybe not. They said that it will. They said it could become official tonight, or they might have to wait till July 6th.
Okay, so that could be the first time we could actually hear from him and talk.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to. I saw somebody concerned that they could like back out of that. That is not going to happen. It's just a matter of logistics. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. Is your friend of terrible sports, pop culture, maybe even NBA draft opinion? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.